Welcome to
Radio 8 Ball, give us a shake. We're live on stage and tempting fate. Wherever you are, put your questions to the songs which we will randomly select here with.
Welcome to Radio 8 Ball. I'm your host, Andy Schmushkin, and this is the show where we answer questions by picking songs at random and interpreting those randomly chosen songs as the answers to the questions, like picking musical tarot cards. It's a pop oracle, and tonight our oracle fodder is being provided by the music of the Posies, as performed by the Radio 8 Band. Ladies and gentlemen, from left to right, they are Luke Ogden on bass, Paul Pearson on keyboards and vocals, John Williams on drums, John Merrithew on lead guitar and vocals, Olivia Love on vocals, and our music director, Scott Taylor, on guitar, vocals, and percussion. Now, as I said, the music is being provided by the Posies, as performed by the Radio 8 Band. And later in the show, for the last question of the evening, we will be joined by John Auer of the Posies via video to pose the final question of the evening. Now, for those of you who are not familiar with the Posies, we've whipped up a little documentary to catch you up to speed.
The Posies. Seattle's power pop phenomenon of the 90s, masquerading as a grunge band and eventually becoming one with Alex Chilton's Big Star.
It's just coincidence. Well, you can talk that way, but I have to say, don't.
A short sync breakdown of this prolific and enduring band has to begin with the 42-minute demo tape recorded by John Auer and Ken Stringfellow in 1987. Became so popular, it was released as their first album, entitled Failure. But it wasn't a failure. Failure was followed by their first major studio album, Dear 23, produced by John Leckie, whose work as a tape operator at Abbey Road Studios included Pink Floyd, John Lennon, George Harrison, as well as Paul McCartney and his other band, Wings. On the verge of Seattle's grunge explosion, we find the Posies reveling in new psychedelia, recording an album featuring goddess-resonating titles like Suddenly Mary, Mrs. Green, and Flood of Sunshine, as well as Golden Blunders, which was later covered by Ringo Starr on his Time After Time release. Their next album, Frosting on the Beater, from 1993, is like the icing on the cake, if you will, swinging with the times and grunging it up with the best of them, while never giving up their pop sensibilities on songs like the single Dream All Day. So, early in their career, we have the Posies' music invoking, whatever, calling out the Mother Goddess and her associated dog star Sirius, which many associate with the number 23, a favorite numeral of sync heads from Robert Anton Wilson to Jim Carrey to the Beatles. This association with Sirius is deepened for the Posies when in 1993 they are enlisted by Alex Chilton to back them up as members of the new Big Star, a dream gig that ended, sadly, on March 17, 2010, when Chilton died of heart problems in New Orleans. Beyond the Posies, Stringfellow and Auer have worked on a variety of solo projects and collaborations. Notable to sinkheads, Stringfellow's first solo record, Touched, was given the release date of September 11th, 2001. Auspicious. And John Auer, spent most of 2006, the year of the release of his Songs from the Year of Our Demise CD, being a featured guest on Radio 8 Ball, a show about synchronicity, including a stint in the first incarnation of the Radio 8 Band at Bumbershoot in Seattle in 2009.
When you can't make up your mind, it takes such a lot to find the place where you belong.
Now, to bring us up to the present, the band's most recent record, Blood Candy, finds the Posies as mature pop craftsmen mining dark and existential territory in decadently harmonic constructions like Accidental Architecture, For the Ashes, and Licenses to Hide. It feels like the culmination of a journey from their pure pop beginnings through the grunge wars and the last days of Big Star to emerge as the very thing they were posing as all along. A great fucking band.
She knows that you love her in your own way, and it's totally strange. She never even go with her. By the time she gets to the party, she's forgotten you.
Okay, now that we're all up to speed on the Posies, I want to get to the heart of this show. It's about questions. As I said, the final question of the show is going to come from John Auer. Most of the questions tonight are going to come from you, our audience. You've written down the questions, and they'll be picked at random. And if your question's chosen, you'll be invited on stage to ask your question. And at that point, you're the star of our show. The first question of the show is always asked by the host, and that's me, Andy Shmushkin. Previous hosts have been stymied a bit by having to ask and interpret their own question on stage alone without someone fluent in music and synchronicity to guide them through it. The host is here to guide you, but who helps the host? Well, tonight we are very lucky to have Ezra Sanzer-Bell, the author of a book called Astro Music, recently released by Syncbook Press, which explores his tone color alchemy system, a system that we're going to be hearing about momentarily. Please welcome to the stage Ezra Sanzer-Bell. Come on up, Ezra. Thank you, Radio 8 Band. Welcome to Radio 8 Ball, Ezra.
Hey, Andy.
I mentioned your tone color alchemy system. Can you tell us a little bit about the tone color alchemy system and what that is?
Be happy to. Yeah, so the tone color alchemy system is something that I've adapted that was actually a long developed craft amongst magicians, occultists of the 18th and 19th century. And it is a technique of musical divination based on the correspondence between light and sound. The idea, it's kind of like synesthesia, so it's the idea that sound and light are both based on vibration, and that our perception of both sound and color, they come through different organs, the organs of the eye, the organs of the ear. What I've done is adapted this into something that can fit in with a Radio 8 Ball format, and what we're going to be doing, each one of the 12 tones of a chromatic musical scale is going to be set to correspond to one of the 12 colors on a chromatic color wheel. And so as we hear the song tonight, whatever the answer is to your question will be interpreted both lyrically and also musically. That means harmonically and melodically.
Excellent. And for those of you who still aren't quite clear on that, we'll do a little demonstration here. So, my question for the Pop Oracle. Many of you may know this about me. I have lived a roguish life. Hearts have been broken, mine as well as others. So, when I think about a question for the Pop Oracle, what comes to mind is, well, if all my ex-lovers could be gathered in one room and they could talk and converse and get down to a point of agreement where they could agree on one thing they still liked about me, what would that be? That's my question for the Pop Oracle. And to engage the Pop Oracle, I am now going to spin the Wheel of Eight.
Na, 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 na.
Song number one, Definite Door. This will happen throughout the show as the band... Gesundheit. As the band gets their stuff together. This is the stuff we cut out of the film. You get to see it. It's very special for you. The people who watch it at home, they don't get this. They just, when they watch it, it will go a clean cut directly from saying the song to what's about to happen. But this is the stuff that makes you feel, when you watch it, you'll be like, ah, I was there.
So this song...
Good way to start the show, I think.
This song is one that, the only one in the set that has an alternate tuning, a drop D tuning, which is what you saw us doing right there. This song is off of the 1993 release, Frosting on the Beater, and it's called Definite Door.
And family, pack your promises silently. Leave a note on your kitchen table. This is all you will ever be. So hope for a better place and a better time and a better speed. Hope for a better use, for a better word and a better.
We'll be right back.
And that was Definite Door from the Posies, as performed by the Radio 8 Band. The answer to my question, if all my ex-lovers could get together and agree on one thing that they still liked about me, what would it be? So, I have a couple of ideas, but we do have an expert in music and synchronicity here to help me out. So, Ezra, what did you get out of that?
Well, I don't know your ex-lovers, so I can't speak to their experience, but I did have some intuition.
Okay.
The song is in the key of drop D, and D major, it corresponds to the musical note D corresponds to the color orange, and what I didn't mention at the beginning of this show is that it also corresponds to a certain tarot card and a certain sign in the zodiac. That sign is Gemini, and the tarot key is the Lovers. So here we have a song in the key of the Lovers in drop D, and what I was getting is you need to drop the whole story about the Lovers. And for the audience who may not have been able to hear the lyrics, what this song is all about is saying goodbye to your friends and family, pack your promises silently. There's two main chords in the song. They're D and G. So the Lovers is one of them. G corresponds to Scorpio, and the tarot card is death. Right, so there's the
love
death of the
and death.
Lovers.
Le petit mort.
Scorpio is also the sign of death. Sexuality.
Yes.
So maybe you're a good lover. I don't know. Now, there's something I want to point out, which is that the chorus, it says it's a definite door to another dimension. And the word dimension is marked by G, which is Scorpio, death. So what I was getting out of this song is that this may be something that's weighing on your conscience. And that at the moment of death, you may be thinking about the people you've loved in your life, your friends, your family, your lovers, and that this is all stuff you're going to have to let go of as you pass into the next dimension. It actually says, say goodbye to your friends and family, welcome the menagerie. Funny how they'll forget to tell you this is all you will ever be. It's not so important what they think about you, but how you feel at the moment of that final release.
Well, of course, of course. Of course, But I am still curious. You know, as I imagine others out there may be, you know, you have deep connections with people and then they move on and you wonder what stays. And what was there for me is how relationships are these definite doors to other dimensions. And so I mean, and this is where we get into the hopeful aspect of the show, because they're not here, so they can't say. But I did couch it in the terms of the one thing that they would still like about me, just to keep it nice and positive. And so I think about that. I'd like to think that each of my ex-lovers could say this experience was a doorway to something else, so a post-Shmushkin life that was in some way better and deeper because of the interaction with, well, me, Andy Shmushkin. And I have to say, it's funny, when I was rehearsing this show earlier today and I was going through in my mind thinking about what the answer to my question might be, I was thinking it might be this one. So that's positive too.
May I add one more thing?
Oh, yes, of course.
Here's a positive You're the expert. Spin. I want to empower you in this final point. So one of the things I talk about in the book, Astro Music, is that once you have these certain notes that stick out to you in a song, if you're interpreting it, you can find the notes that are most important, most relevant to your reading. In this case, it was G and D. Mm-hmm. Well, of course, those are the consonants in the word God. So again, it's that idea of releasing into death and encountering your own true self, which is completely letting go of all of your friends and family. But what I also want to point out is
Ezra's guiding me through the bardo. I love
this
it.
Is what we're doing. I also want to point out, though, that the musical interval between G and D is called the perfect fifth. It's called the power chord. So that's your empowerment. And it sounds like this.
Good memories. Good memories. Well, I think that was a good little musical divination and maybe makes some of you out there hungry to get up here and do some of this yourself. Ezra, would you mind reaching into the box of questions and picking our first guest on Radio 8 Ball?
Give it to me.
That's okay. Now, we do have one last thing. Everyone who's up here gets a special prize from Last Word Books. Do you want to start with, we're going to go from the biggest book to the smallest book. Do you want the smallest book or the biggest book? The Art and Science of Dumpster Diving. In case the music career doesn't work out for you, that's yours. Now, give it up for Ezra Sanzerbell. Next guest on Radio 8 Ball is Juzby. Juzby. Welcome Andy. To Radio 8 Ball.
Thank you.
Would you like to read your question for the Pop Oracle?
Oh, yeah, sure. What is the value of a clown to this town?
What is the value of a clown to this town? A wonderful question. Let me just tell you, in order to engage the Pop Oracle, you are now going to get to spin the Wheel of Eight. Song number three, four-letter word.
Yeah, this song here we're about to do, which is number three. I actually, a couple years back, an earlier version of the Radio 8 Man, we played a bumper shoot, and I got to perform this song with the guy who wrote it, which is John Auer. And it's a great song off a solo album that he did. It's not an actual Posey's record. It came out in 2006, Songs from the Year of Our Demise. This is one of my favorite songs on the record. It's called Four Letter Word. Here it is.
Smiling face shining back at me.
four-letter word. The answer to Jusby's question, what is the value of a clown to this town? So, Jusby.
Yes, Andy.
Please, help us out. Did you get anything out of that song?
That was awesome. No. I don't know.
You got nothing? Well, that's why I'm here to help you.
Good. Thank you very much.
So, there's a lot of ways to take it, but I don't know what kind of clown you are. I've seen your clowning from time to time, but I don't know what kind of clown you are these days. Clearly, you're someone who is clowning as I'm speaking to you. So, have you ever considered working blue, other than tearing up my...
Yeah. There's a market in that.
Are you a dirty clown? That's the question.
I can be.
Because that seemed to be the place where my mind was going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, adult parties are good. The cream pies and all that.
You are a dirty clown.
No.
You're a dirty clown waiting to come out. Is it possible that you haven't tapped into that enough?
Not enough. No, I haven't tapped it good enough.
See how this is working? The value of a clown to this town is going up and up. The more that you tap into that slap in your hiney kind of nature.
Do you want to refer to these lyrics? Because I don't know. I can't.
No, actually, I want to take them away from you. They seem to be distracting you.
Rhythm and rye, everybody.
Jusby.
What?
Please.
Focus.
Stay focused.
Okay.
I know you've had a long history with Radio 8 Ball.
Yeah, I was the last guest on the Radio 8 Ball show on the radio there. Over the other station. I have to be the first guest here at the inaugural.
I know. That's pretty amazing. Okay. So, before we let you go, I want to get to the heart of why did you ask this question?
I felt undervalued in this town. You get the feeling sometimes that you like can't make it.
I got that.
Get the ends to meet and make it sustainable.
So was it kind of your way of just getting up on stage and saying, "Fuck!" There's your four-letter word, my friend. And that's how Radio 8 Ball works. Jusby, please, with your left hand, please reach in and pick the next guest on Radio 8 Ball. Let's hope that they're a little bit more easy to contain. But you have a big book coming your way. Just take your hands off my stuff.
I get to keep that for a souvenir. No, I get a book for a souvenir.
Yes, you do. And we're going to send you on your way with all haste. And your prize from Last Word Books, Chow Dai Kung Fu, Lost Fighting Arts of Vietnam.
Yes!
Something every clown should know. Thanks a lot, Jusby. Give it up for Jusby.
The next guest is Forrest. Forrest is going to be our next guest. Let's bring him up to the stage with some music.
Yes. Did you ask me a question?
What is your question?
Oh, you want me to read
for the
question?
Pop Oracle.
My question is, what is humanity's fatal flaw?
What is humanity's fatal flaw? All right. Well, why don't you engage the Pop Oracle by spinning the Wheel of Eight? Song number six, Golden Blunders.
Well, this will be fulfilling. This is from the Posies' first major label release from 1991 called Dear 23. It's actually their second album, a very important album for me personally. It was 1990, I believe, actually. It came out in 1990. The song you're about to hear was actually a modest chart hit on the Billboard Modern Rock Track chart. And as you learned in that informational documentary before the show, was actually covered by a Beatle, Ringo, but nonetheless a Beatle. It's a very, very, very scathing, yet at the same time very reassuring song called Golden Blunders.
Golden blunders come in pairs. They're very unaware. What they know is what they've seen. Education wasn't fun, but now that school is done, higher learning's just begun. You say for a long time, you're gonna suffer the guilt forever. You're gonna get in the way at the wrong time. You're gonna mess up things you thought you would never. Disappointment breeds contempt. It makes you feel inept. Never thought you'd feel alone.
You thought you would never.
Golden Blunders from the Posies is performed by the Radio 8 Band. The answer to Forrest's question, what is humanity's fatal flaw? The fatal flaw of humanity. Forrest. So there's a nice alliteration there. Forrest and the Fatal Flaw would be a great band. What did you take from that? Did you get any?
You know, it sounded great, but I only got about a third of it.
Oh, well, what third, the part that jumped out to you is the...
Well, it seemed
part.
Like they were talking about living like you're going to live forever, and I'm not sure, really.
Okay, well, I can help you out.
Okay.
That's why I'm here. And I want to say, you know, even though they're right there, I appreciate you not just grabbing the lyrics and tearing them up and throwing them around like some kind of angry clown.
I don't act like a clown, no.
Well, I take a very simple, and well, first of all, the obvious, when they said golden blunders, the audience all sort of got that. Oh, you know, we make these golden blunders. That's our fatal flaw, that we keep making mistakes. But I'm going a little bit deeper on it. In the third verse, there's a line, 4 weeks seemed like a long time then, but 9 months is longer now, which seems to be relating to pregnancy. I think that's the fatal flaw. Being born. Well, actually being born blames the victim. It's the fucking. It's the problem. That it leads to pregnancy and then people being born. And then from there on out, flaws. Fatal flaws. The fatal flaw is birth and pregnancy.
So you think the fatal flaw is existence?
I do
for
believe
humanity.
That. That's what I think. That's what I think the Posies are saying in that song.
Isn't that a little cynical?
What?
Isn't that a little cynical?
I don't know. I think it lets everyone off the hook.
Well, isn't there any hope? There's no hope with that.
Well, once there's no hope, you're set. hope, you know, hope just leads to disappointment and ultimately to death, and, you know.
Uh-huh.
Then you're disappointed when death comes. Why not just give up hope and just know it's hurtling towards you? If we lived that way, perhaps we wouldn't make so many golden blunders trying to hold on to all of it, trying to make things work, trying to make our plans happen.
Maybe that's it.
I mean, I'm just going with what the song says. Forrest, did you have anything else that you got out of that?
No, not really.
No?
No, I wish I knew what the lyrics were, really.
But you feel free to look if you want.
Can I?
Oh, yeah. We're all friends here. Try not to tear it up and... You know, I want to tell you, there will be a point at the end of the show where we're going to put up a mic here, and if anyone does have things that they want to share, you're certainly going to have an opportunity. I also wanted to say, anyone who does get chosen to be up here, when the show's over, we'd love to put you on camera and just get your name and a little take on, you know, sometimes once you've left the stage, it's easier to think about what your answer was. And now we return to Forrest, reading the lyrics. It's a very exciting show we do here. Okay, I'm taking it back. Did you have any final thoughts? Because I feel confident that I now understand humanity's fatal flaw.
Existence.
Existence, yes.
So what do you propose?
You didn't ask that. That's not my job. If someone wants to ask what we do in light of humanity's fatal flaws, then we can go there. But that's another question.
Well, I'll have to write it down next time.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, well, I hope that worked for you.
Thank you.
Okay. Give it up for Forrest. Please reach in and pick the next guest on the Radio 8 Ball show. I'll take that. No. And before you go, you get the next largest book. Jobs Your Mother Never Wanted You to Have by Carolyn Vegas Starr.
Thank you very much.
Give it up for Forrest. You guys want to do that little clappy clappy thing again?
Oh, I meant the clappy clappy thing, but thank you very much. Do the clappy clappy thing. That's very good. The show's heating up. Synchronicities piling on synchronicities. This is how they do it in Hollywood. And the next guest on Radio 8 Ball is Evan Ogden. Evan Ogden.
I didn't even write my name on that. How did this happen?
I wrote it.
Damn you.
The synchronicity is going to get you one way or another.
You got me now.
So please speak into the mic so that we can hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Evan, what is your question for the Pop Oracle?
I have to remember. I have to read it. Will I ever be able to retire in reasonable comfort?
Will you ever be able to retire in reasonable comfort?
That was the question.
Well, to engage the Pop Oracle, you now get to spin the Wheel of Eight.
Na, 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 na. Wheel of Eight.
Ooh, song number seven. And that is Licenses to Hide.
Oh, that kind of works right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it does.
This is a song that came out in 2010 on the album Blood Candy. It features Lisa Lobsinger from Broken Social Scene. The song is Licenses to Hide.
Who's gotten to that 80s radio?
I've said it for some time now.
I said we should set it for some time now. And who's going for that carbon dating now? I'm feeling so old, so old. I'm barely a teenager years, but over so old.
Forget the lives of lovers laid into your life.
Life
is on despise.
Licenses to. Could heal the damage that you did in your life
and paint the virgins white
or not quite. What did you learn from early insolence? The season that never ends. You were deadly and serious. This you could. Funny again. senses to hide. Oh, I admit and I'll say it now that I love you. I love you. Fierce storms and endless invasions, but I'm here with you.
Let's not forget we've
damage that you did in your life and paint the nighttime white.
Oh, not quite.
Licenses to Hide by the Posies as performed by the Radio 8 Band. I feel like the synchronicities are starting to kick in. That seemed like a direct hit. What do you think there? That was the answer to your question. Will you ever be able to retire comfortably? So you were right reading the lyrics there. What did you think about that as the answer to your question,
well,
Evan?
Well, you know...
Please speak closer to the mic. So
sorry.
Yeah.
Well, you know... What did I learn from early insolence? Not to put money in the bank. Yeah.
I
can always hide. That I guess that's the
well, isn't that the idea of retirement is a little bit of a license to hide?
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I thought there were a lot of great lines in there, like what dynamic can cure the damage that you did in your life?
Right.
That's again, sort of this idea of that pot of gold at the end of all the work that justifies the sacrifices and compromises and fatal flaws and golden blunders and whatnot get you there. Now, the question is, was it hopeful?
Absolutely.
Did you take it as a...
Yes, yeah. That was definitely a note of encouragement. Yeah.
How so?
Because there's something in here that relates to relationships. But I can't see now. My eyes were working earlier.
That happens as we move towards retirement.
Yes, it does. But Forrest was out here, I noticed.
Yeah.
I'm up here, at least.
And he, you know. And Jusby was like, it's all over the place.
Fears, storms, endless invasions, but I'm here with you.
Ah, yes. Yeah, so that sense of the people who are with you in the sort of the end of the day could be your retirement. Each day we get a little retirement at the end of the day
That's
when we're surrounded by loved ones.
That's right. There you go. That's it. Okay, I'm done.
Okay. Oh,
oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, Evan. Well, there was one line. There were a couple lines in here that I thought of. One was, you could use a little less. So maybe the idea is that whatever the pot of gold is doesn't need to be as big as...
A life simplest.
Your comfort could be a simple life. It doesn't have to be full of, you know, speedboats and supermodels.
Damn it! Okay,
there was also the line, what did you learn? And really, that's it. You know, what you have in your retirement is your wisdom.
That's right.
So you have your wisdom, your loved ones, and the dynamic that can cure the damage that you've done in your life, all rather positive.
There you go.
Yeah. Excellent.
Yeah. Is this too serious?
No, not at all. No, you can't be too serious. We got this here to keep it funny. This ludicrous thing that I'm wearing on my face. Okay, so Evan, why don't you pick the next person who's going to be a guest on the show? Oh, we'll get there. Okay, give it to me. And before you go, you get a book. The next largest book from the pile, from Last Word Books, who are in the corner selling Ezra's books and other sync books.
How to Retire on $1.95.
Sell Yourself to Science. Perfect.
Perfect.
See, now that answers your question right there. No, you don't. Give it up for Evan. Now, I've been watching tapes of these shows for a while, and I got to say that it is true that the synchronicities pile upon synchronicities, and it gets more potent with each question. We have four more, and that's it. Actually, three more of you are going to be up here. So those of you who are worried that you're going to get chosen, you're that much closer to getting away with just putting in your question and not getting chosen. Those of you who are hoping to be chosen, well, you have three more chances. So